This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web at asashow.com. Email for the day brought to you by Gene Me. Carolyn in Las Vegas, Nevada, says, I've been diagnosed for several years with a thyroid condition and have been taking Synthroid. I had a scan done this past week, and I have some new lesions, which are a little bitty cysts that can be on the thyroid. The doctor told me to wait 6 months and do another scan. I'm a little worried. What do you think? Well, you definitely need to do what they tell you. I mean, again, your doctors have your best interest at heart. There are several different thoughts when it comes down to the thyroid, and when you get the little nodules on there, the natural side will tell you, or the alternative side, really, will tell you that it has to do with an iodine deficiency. And actually, Dr. Bronstein did a lot of research on iodine in the thyroid, and believes that a lot of the goiters and the nodules that are found on the thyroid are due to an iodine deficiency. Now, we're really deficient in iodine in our diet. In the 1950s, they took it out of our diet, so we don't really have it there. I mean, it used to even be in bread, but they replaced it with chlorine and bromide. And these are chemical compounds that are very toxic to the body. And, of course, they also are halides, which is in the same family chemically as iodine. When that happens, when you eat a lot of chlorine and bromide, they actually fill the receptor sites so that iodine, whenever you do get it in your diet, or if you get it from a multivitamin or salt or whatever, it can't bind to the receptors, and so the thyroid becomes depleted in the actual hormone that it, or the actual mineral that it needs, the trace mineral. So when that happens, the hormone production goes down, and you can lead to that low thyroid condition called hypothyroidism. So, you know, Caroline, there's a couple things you can do. You might want to go get an iodine test done and see what your levels are. That might be one of the issues that's going on. Very, very common, by the way. There's a little patch test you can do where you put a drop of iodine. It's a purple color, and you put it on your skin. Turns orange. If it disappears within 3 hours, then you're probably pretty deficient. You might want to follow up with a urine test from your physician, and that can verify it. But if it sits there for a long time, longer than 3, 4, or 5 hours, then you're probably okay, and it could be something else. And it depends. You know, I know they're going to retest, and they're going to talk about possibly doing something with it. A lot of docs really don't like it. They want to do a biopsy. Sometimes they want to check a little bit deeper. Just kind of follow what their guidelines are and do your own research so you feel confident about it. But, you know, again, it's the thyroid. It's a pretty big gland in the body. We lean on it a lot for metabolism, also for mental clarity. And it also regulates heart rate and rhythm. So thyroid is important. There's a lot of things you can do naturally for it. So your foods are very important. The adrenal glands, the pituitary gland, all of those need to be healthy because they all indirectly and directly work with the thyroid. So having that checked in blood test is important as well. So all of those are big factors. Your goitrogenic foods, these are ones that can actually make the goiter worse if you eat a lot of them. Now, it's not just eating a little bit of these, but eating a lot. They say that can cause that. Strawberries are one of them. I know, kind of crazy, isn't it? Strawberries. But then also broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, all those can be a really, you know, tough choice when it comes to messing with that thyroid gland. So anyway, a couple things to think about. Keep me posted. That's your email of the day brought to you by Gene Me. Gene Me is a powerful company that is out in cutting-edge research around genetics and genetic testing. You can find more information about them. Go to the website, asashow.com. Obese girls are much more likely to develop multiple sclerosis, they're saying now. America's obesity epidemic would be responsible for an increasing rate of pediatric multiple sclerosis. But according to a new study published by the Journal of Neurology, researchers have found that the risk of developing multiple sclerosis was 1.5 to 4 times as high for girls who are obese. So MS affects more than 2 million people worldwide, an estimated 8,000 to 10,000 children and teens have pediatric MS in the United States alone. The condition is more common in women than in men. Because of this, teenage girls are already at risk of developing MS. According to the study, obese teenage girls face the highest risk of developing MS in childhood. It's really interesting. In this neurology study, they found several things which were actually quite interesting, but they said over 900,000 children of varying weight classes were a part of this in the study, and about 50% were obese or overweight. So the correlation that they're finding between being overweight is very much up there. And that just goes to show you, I mean, literally the overweight epidemic that we have right now in this country is pretty amazing. And one thing we definitely want to do is make sure that we're on a crusade, at least I know I am, to allow people to get back to their original lifestyle plan, to get back to their goal weight, to thrive, to really go to the next level of their health, and really push through, knowing that it's behavior more than anything that we can encourage people with and make the changes. No matter who I talk to, whether it's kids or adults, the elderly, people want to get their life back. And when you wake up one day, and I know things can happen. I mean, stress happens. Life happens. It's funny because from a sarcastic manner, if somebody's 100 pounds overweight, and if this is you, I just want you to listen to me for a minute. I say this in love. But, you know, the reality is the skinny person will say to the fat person, you just didn't get fat overnight. So, like, at what point at 20 pounds overweight did you let it get to 100 pounds overweight? But the person that's obese, and we'll just call it fat for what it is, you know, there's so many factors that go on with overeating. There's emotional factors. There's comforting that food has with people. It's just an overall comfort level. And it really does, it does come on in a very slow manner, and it takes time. But the person really doesn't recognize it because there's so much of an emotional attachment. There's low self-esteem. There's all these different mental factors that play into it. And I think that's where the struggle is. And so even with kids that are overweight, most kids don't really know they're getting fat and overweight. The parents do. And I think that that's a responsibility of the parents to really step up and make something happen. But, you know, the kids really don't. And so the risk of this pediatric MS is so high among the kids that are obese, and we're seeing the obesity just rise tremendously. So I think that if we can modify behavior, my point to all that is if we can modify behavior and if we can make a difference in people's behavior and change that, the tools to get your weight back, to get your health back, to get things where it needs to be, because really when we do get weight off people, everything resolves. Any physician will tell you that the big three, diabetes, cholesterol, and high blood pressure, most of those resolve just when you take weight off people. So making an impact in people's health is pretty amazing. Chronic disease doesn't have to be so chronic if we can make some changes. And I think if more of us can make a difference and if more of us can make an impact in the daily lives of people and their choices, then I think we can come to a place where we can create people that, well, as a healthier nation, we could be. It's all about behavior. Change the behavior, change the person, and you make a difference in their overall life. 888-283-7272. We're going to get to questions when we come back out of this break. Let's just hang tight. Realize this, that the body can get sick, it can also get well. But you have to make the change. No one else can do it for you. And on this show, we want to help you go to the next.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Gropen, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to asashow.com. Now, here's the deal. When it comes to your health, realize this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. It comes down to our lifestyle choices. And one thing I like to teach and explain is that literally you can make that change. I mean, the body changes every single day. Each day, old cells die off, new cells form, and we get a brand new body about every year. So what kind of choices are you making? Are you making good ones or are you making not so good ones? Well, the good thing is you have the ability to make great ones. And on this show, we want to help you do that. More resources at the website as well. And don't forget our providers. We call them wellness providers. They're across the country and growing every single day. You can check out mywellnessproviders.com and find one in your area. All these lifestyle-based providers that believe the same way we do. Pretty exciting stuff. Check that out on the web. Right now, we're going to the phones and go to Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, how's it going?
Man, I'm living well. What's up?
Good. Hey, I got a question for you. First of all, I appreciate you taking my call, and I love your show and the lifestyle you promote.
Thanks.
I have a quick question here. I'm a mixed martial arts fighter. What that means is that I'm in a lot of close contact with people while I'm training, and I'm always sweating and that kind of thing. Okay. I deal with a lot of skin problems. I have eczema. I deal with cystic acne, and I also deal with folliculitis. None of these things are contagious to other people, but it's pretty embarrassing, and I have a hard time keeping, especially the folliculitis, down on my arms and on my shins. I use an antimicrobial soap before and after I practice, and that seems to keep it somewhat at bay, but it's still a problem. And I'm wondering if it's something I can add on dietarily that might help me with, you know, my sensitivity to bacteria that normal people aren't as sensitive to.
Couple things. Yeah, I mean, remember, even though you're rolling around on the mats and doing all that, the skin conditions mostly come from the inside out. So is your diet good? Do you eat pretty healthy? Why don't you tell me a little bit about that? Because let's talk about the inside of, you know, your internal environment. So breakfast, lunch, dinner, what does it look like on a normal basis?
Basically, what I do is I try to stick to mostly protein and dark leafy vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So, say in the mornings, I'm sticking to primarily eggs, and between lunch and, you know, breakfast, I'm snacking on mixed nuts, some sort of a good vegetable or fruit. For lunch, I go to either chicken breast or beef or fish, any sort of main protein, and that's going to be the same for dinner. And I try to stick with broccoli, leafy vegetables like spinach, all to stay healthy and stay in shape and the right weight for my class. Supplement-wise, vitamins, I do take fish oil, CoQ10, magnesium, a couple of the B vitamins and vitamin D as well. So yeah, I mean, that's basically that.
Pretty good. I mean, you're right on with what you're doing. There's a couple of things you can do. Obviously, you don't want to do any dairy. You want to cut out all grains, but I think you already have, for the most part, from what I hear, right? Not a lot of bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it'll catch up to me quick.
Yeah, that makes a big difference. Fish oil is really good. Your omega-3 fats in oil form probably would be helpful, and probiotics would be helpful, too, at a higher dose. So getting the ones that are at least 2 or 3 billion per capsule from your health food store or wherever you want to get it could be really beneficial. The probiotics make a big difference in the gut, and they help get things kind of cleared up. So if there's any kind of yeast or fungal related thing going on in the gut, it can help clear up for the overall body. Now, the skin condition, does it only flare up when you're out sweating and all that, or is it still pretty bad if you're away from the physical activity?
No, you're right. It's absolutely when I'm sweating and when I'm what we call rolling in jiu-jitsu, so that it's basically submission wrestling. So when we're rolling, that's when I get it. And basically any skin that's exposed, like my arms or my legs when I'm in shorts. Sometimes I'll get it on my chest and back very minorly, but it's primarily on my forearms and on the fronts of my shins. Basically, I think that's where I have the most contact with other people's skin.
Yeah. Yeah, I would just do the best you can to protect your internal environment and keep the bacteria really healthy in the gut. And you know, you might want to get some, I know it gets hot and all that, but you might want to get some things you can cover up your arms when you do the practice. But I would really work on the internal environment. It's one of the best things you can do for folliculitis, you know, and for those type of skin conditions. is your internal environment, like I talk about, is really important for the outside. I mean, they both go hand in hand, and so keeping that. Now, enzymes are really good, too. They help break your foods down, and, you know, protease and some of the others can be really, really helpful, even though you've got a good, healthy diet, and keeping your fat levels high, too, which you are. I mean, your healthy fats, almonds and healthy nuts and seeds like you're doing. But, yeah, I would keep that up. And as long as you stay away from the sugars and the processed carbohydrates, that's going to help a lot just by keeping yeast and fungal-related issues out of the gut. And, of course, that could flare up the skin as well. But, yeah, I mean, that's my take on it. I'll tell you a couple of little tricks for the internal environment that can be helpful that you might want to look into. There are different herbs you can go to your health food store and talk to them about. One is black walnut, which is great. You have to use it for about 14 days on and 14 days off. And wormwood's another one. They both, you want to rotate them. And they do really well. They've been around forever. And they are just great as far as what they can do. So anyway, keep me posted and let me know how things go. You can always call me back here on the show. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, go on the website. Check us out, asashow.com. Vegetarian diets, they say, can reduce the risk of heart disease. Are you a vegetarian or vegan? Well, you know, people think, well, are you for that? Of course I'm for that. I think it's great. There's nothing wrong with that at all. If you're not into meat, it's cool. There's plenty of other great foods to have. So those who shun meat have a 32% lower risk of hospitalization or death from heart disease, according to a new study from the University of Oxford in the United Kingdom. In the largest study ever conducted, they looked at data from 45,000 volunteers, and it was at a nutrition study from Oxford. This was 1990 to 2009. They looked at different lifestyle factors like alcohol intake, smoking, physical activity, and that sort of thing. 35% of these volunteers were vegetarian, and of course the study showed that there was a significant amount of reduction in deaths from those who ate more vegetarian. Now in this, it's interesting to know that people that ate fish and eggs were also a part of the study, and there was an increase in that. One meat that's actually really good, though, if you want to add one in, is bison. A lot of great info on that as well. Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, Get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. Check us out on the web. Go to asashow.com. And also check us out on the web. If you're looking for a provider in your area, of course, we get calls and emails all the time. I just want to tell you, we've got a network of providers around the country that we're growing every single day called My Wellness Providers. And you can go to mywellnessproviders.com. These are all lifestyle-based providers that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. Pretty exciting. See people that are jumping on board, meeting doctors every single day that and healthcare professionals in all areas that really are on board to take care of you from a lifestyle perspective and teach you that the heart of a teacher is always important on how to go to the next level. Just check out the website or call the number here on the show. Now, whatever you're dealing with, I want you to realize this, that you can change. And so much of what we see, you know, there's so much in the media and so much on TV right now that, you know, people, I get questions all the time. Is this good for you? Is this supplement good? Or is this food good? Or should I exercise this way or not? And there's a lot of conflicting information. But most of the basics you will find in our company. I mean, what our goals is, especially here on the show, is to, and hopefully, to be a buffer for all that information. So you can kind of get the information all gathered together and we sift through it and give you what really the truth is. It all comes down to basics. It all comes down to good old common sense. On this show, that's what it's all about. Common sense to apply to your life so you can go to the next level with your health. Let's go to Paula now on the phones. Hi, Paula.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm living well, darling. What's going on?
Well, let's go back a few years, and I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia.
Okay.
That has been horrific. I get that a little bit under control, and the arthritis starts. I've had a couple of units of blood for I'm anemic, and also I have very low D levels, which at one point I was taking 50,000 units a week, and now I'm down to 50,000 units every other week, and that does not include what's in my multivitamin. I had surgery on both wrists within the last, well, since before November, to have a ligament from my arm taken out and an arthritic bone in my thumb taken out, replaced with that ligament. So I've kind of had a rough patch here lately.
And so in that, I mean, have your doctors, what have they told you? Have you gone and seen them, and have they recommended anything to you?
Okay, I didn't tell you about the acid reflux. Okay, that they thought that because of the that I was anemic, that I was losing blood. So they do a down the throat thing, and then they do a colonoscopy. Everything is okay looking that way. So they send me to the Mayo in Jacksonville, and they said that I had a sliding hernia that was looked irritated or.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that could be where the blood was coming from. They didn't see any, but that could be. Other than that, no.
Okay. Well, you know, with fibromyalgia, it's an inflammatory condition. One of the main, well, there's a couple of main things that can cause it. One of the triggers for that is low serotonin levels. Have you ever taken any antidepressants? Have the doctors ever tried to put you on anything like that?
Right now, I'm on Lyrica, Effexor. I have to take a Xanax to sleep because I have a sleep disorder as well.
Okay.
I take a multivitamin. I take, I did hear you say the other night to up calcium, so I did get some liquid calcium the other night. Vitamin C. And I take lecithin.
Mm-hmm.
And a fish oil, iron tablet, and I think that's about it.
What is your height, weight, and age?
My weight is 145, my height is 5'4",
uh-huh.
and my age is 65.
Okay. So in this, you've been taking those medications, and you still hurt, even though you're taking those meds, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So if the pain scale is 1 to 10, 10's really, really painful, 1's not so painful, what number are you?
Okay. All the time, I'm a 3. I mean,
okay.
I ache all the time.
Mm-hmm.
On really bad days, like yesterday was a great day, and today's been bad. So today's been like maybe a 6.
Okay. Do you smoke or drink?
Pardon me?
Do you smoke or drink?
Do not smoke. I have a glass of wine occasionally. I've got just getting over laryngitis today,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I sound a little raspy, but no,
that's
I don't
okay.
smoke.
Yeah, all right, well, that's good. Now, eating-wise, how's your diet overall? You don't seem to be really overweight that much, so your diet overall must be pretty decent. What is it, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, what do you do typically?
In October, I guess, I bought a NutriBlast, so I've been blasting once or twice a day, and with spinach, almonds, flaxseed, frozen fruits, that kind of thing.
Okay. So your foods, when you have meals, what do you have?
Pardon me?
When you eat a meal, what do you have?
I usually eat the right things, but my downfall is sugar. I do not get enough protein. I know that.
So what do you have for dinner? I need exact. I'm looking for exact meal. What did you have tonight for dinner?
Okay, tonight I had fish. I had a roll. I had a pickle. And I had some soy milk, and that was it.
Okay. So the soy milk's throwing off your hormones in a major way. That needs to go for sure. Any kind of wheat-based products, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, even pasteurized cow's milk for a period of time is going to raise inflammation throughout the body. So if you eat any of those foods on a regular basis, those may be ones that you might want to consider cutting out for a little while. Because what happens is when you eat inflammatory based, an inflammatory condition that you're struggling with, fibromyalgia, and so the inflammation happens in the digestive tract and it kind of goes throughout the body. So when you start eliminating those kind of foods, it makes a huge impact in your overall health. But that's something that you might want to look at even, you know, kind of first and foremost. Because as you kind of go through this, creating a lifestyle plan, and the juicing and all that you're doing, the blending is fine. But you want to make sure you have a couple of, or at least 2 to 3 solid meals throughout the day that have lean quality proteins like your fish you were talking about, your low glycemic carbohydrates, your fruits or your vegetables, either one, and your healthy fats. Very important to get those healthy fats in when you've got an inflammatory condition like fibro. Now, serotonin can be helped quite a bit. The serotonin levels in the brain, there's things like 5-hydroxytryptophan, which you got to check with your doctor on some of these based on some of the meds that you're taking. But that 5-HTP is really good. Vitamin B6, pyridoxine. But there's also pyridoxal 5-phosphate, which is a good one as well. Helps a lot with brain chemistry. Your omega-3 fats and vitamin D are always a key as well. Get a blood test, too. I mean, that's a big piece. Getting that blood test done with your physician, find out if your numbers are between about 70 and 90. And as you do that, that's going to create a good environment, really. They found that fibromyalgia has got a strong link with vitamin D. Have you had those tested lately, vitamin D, by chance?
I'm going Monday and have them tested. I have them tested every 6 months, and Monday's
what was it the last time?
Pardon me?
What was the last number that you had done?
You know, I
vitamin
don't have,
D.
Oh, but I'm thinking it. I'm thinking, gosh, does 30 sound?
Yeah, that's the low end of the range. Yeah, 30s are kind of the bottom of the range, and 100 is the top end of the range. So you might want to just, yeah, get the test done, and then you want to get the goal for vitamin D, especially with something like fibro or even somebody that deals with depression, you always want to keep the numbers of vitamin D up between about 70 to 90. It's a good range. It's a safe range because you're still within normal limits. And it makes a big difference in your overall health. So, anyway, a couple things to think about. But diet is the key. It is the key. And a non-inflammatory diet for you is critical. And doing that on a daily basis. If you do a lot of the blending, like the NutriBlast that you were talking about, make sure that you keep everything raw and whole food-based. And I would X out the soy milk. That is a big key. If you want to do any kind of milk, almond milk unsweetened, is a great one. Of course, goat's milk raw is phenomenal. And even coconut milk is fine. But I would steer clear. Soy can affect the hormones too much, and it's really not worth it. Especially, you know, you're not old by any means. You're still a spring chicken. You just don't want things to be out of balance. You want to get things in balance as much as you can. Okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give me a call right now. Check out the website. Go to asashow.com. And we'll be able to take your questions there by email if you'd like. We'll make it part of the show. Or we can answer anything you need. All the information, too. Latest news articles as well posted there. So you can go check that out. Anything I talk about on the show usually will be uploaded there as well. Now, in just a moment, we're going to go back to the phones, catch more of your calls, and realize this, 80% of the health challenges that we deal with today are diet and lifestyle related. So the good news is, if we make a dent in our lifestyle, we can change the way we do things, then we can make a huge impact in our overall health and lead by example to others. We'll be right back.
You are what you eat, No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957, or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services cannot be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On-Call Radio and watch On-Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Quote for the day comes from Robert Frost. He says, the world is full of willing people, some willing to work and the rest willing to let them. And it is true. Now, here are some health conditions, guys, that we should not ignore. And, of course, me being a guy, I'm one of them. Now, here, one thing that's challenging is all of us, I'm speaking to all of this gender right here, we're stubborn. We don't really think we ever need a doctor, and it's got to be a major crisis before we're ever going to ask for help, right? We don't even ask for directions. We'll just figure it out. We'll drive around all day long, figure out, and not even know where we're going. I mean, before we had GPSs on our phones, who needed maps? We'll just figure it out, right? So when it comes to your health, what I found with guys is that, you know, unless it's a major crisis, we don't ask for help. We don't really do anything. We just figure out a way to make it happen and wait. And most guys that are married, you know, their wives end up having to like drag them into the doctor with like one arm hanging off and massive amounts of chest pain. Oh yeah, by the way, might need to go see a doctor. So guys, here's some things that we definitely should ignore. So if these things happen, please, I'm begging you, look at your doctor, go talk with your doctor, and at least get some kind of physical or checkup. I can't tell you how many people I talked to. Guys especially, how long has it been since you've been to your doctor? Oh, you know, not that long, 6 years. I mean, really? And you're like 65 in your age. Not that that's old, but I mean, you're at the point where, you know, the car needs to be taken in for maintenance every now and then. Are you with me? So we've got to come to a place where we see these different kind of warning signs pop up, and we definitely want to go in and make sure the doc knows what's going on. So you know what's going on, and we protect you. So number one is chest pain. That's a big one. All right, chest pain, it of course, can be leading sign and symptom for a heart attack, but it could be caused by a different heart condition. You could have another type of heart issue like angina or a lung condition like pneumonia or pulmonary embolism or asthma. It might even be a gastrointestinal health condition like acid reflux or a stomach ulcer. But at the end of the day, you need to go see your doctor and get it evaluated so they can make that call. Bloody urine is another one. So it could be a definite cause for concern. Now, if you see blood in your urine, you might want to think about prostate cancer or even just an enlarged prostate. It could be cancer or stones in your bladder or kidney. Kidney disease or injury to the kidney can cause blood in there as well. Inflammation could cause the same. Again, your doctor can give you that call. Shortness of breath, that's a big one. It could be a number of things. It could be things like COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, bronchitis, emphysema, lung cancer, congestive heart failure. Could be a lot of those. It also could be anemia. Let's hope for the best on that one. Hair loss is a common concern for middle-aged men. Men recovering from major surgery or illness may have temporary loss of the hair. But, of course, it could be autoimmune disease like lupus. It could be infectious disease like syphilis, maybe even thyroid disease or ringworm. So, guys, if you start losing your hair, don't think it's just because grandma or grandpa passed it down to you. It could be part of another serious condition. Again, go get the blood work done and talk to your doctor. Goodness, fatigue's another big one. It's ongoing lack of energy and motivation. It could be things like, you know, due to stress, lack of sleep, physical exertion. You could have sleep apnea. You could have things like cancer, heart failure, potential, diabetes, arthritis, infections, kidney or liver disease. It could also issues like anemia, depression, sleep disorders. I mean, there's a host of issues that could be going on with this. So just want to make sure when you start getting these things, especially guys, these are major, major symptoms of something that could be going in underlying. And don't forget, 80% of the body breaks down before we ever experience our first symptom, which is interesting. So check it out. You're listening, by the way, to Healthy Talk Radio. Check us out on the web, asashow.com, 888-283-7272. We're talking about signs and symptoms, major symptoms, that if, guys, you see this or experience this, go see your doctor immediately. We're going through talking about chest pain, bloody urine, shortness of breath, hair loss, and fatigue. There's a couple of other ones. Dizziness is another big one. If you feel lightheaded, become unsteady on your feet, or experience a sensation that the room is spinning around you, you may have some issues like allergies or hypoglycemia, but it could involve some more serious conditions like heart disease, stroke, or overall shock. Excess of thirst is another one. Hyperglycemia, blood sugar issues, diabetes, heart failure, liver or kidneys. Are you seeing a trend here? Heart is in just about every one of these. Memory loss is another big one. Of course, it's more than just forgetting where you put your keys. It's a health condition characterized by a level of continued and unusual forgetfulness. Aging creates a certain low-level amount of memory loss, but dramatic memory loss often indicates a disease at work. Alzheimer's disease, brain tumors, brain infections, brain damage, and depression, stroke, and even alcoholism. Vitamin deficiencies can also cause memory loss. That's actually probably one of the number one reasons for it. So make sure you get some kind of nutritional blood test to check it out. Vision problems are another one. So vision deteriorates as we grow older. That's pretty normal. But if you're experiencing something, some kind of eye disease like glaucoma, cataracts, diabetic neuropathy, or retinopathy rather, retinal detachment, which you see a lot of floaters in your eyes, a little black lines and specks, you might want to see your ophthalmologist. Could it be migraines and potentially a brain tumor? Bottom line, if you get a lot of visual problems, go see your doctor. Get it checked out. Guys, these are the ones that are big for us. These are all the big ones for guys. Get them checked out. If you start having any of these, one or more, and make sure you're okay. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show. And together, we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Or diagnosing hope, one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is America's Health Coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days, or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at cherrybundy.com. That's C-H-E-R-I-B-U-N-D-I.com. That's cherrybundy.com.